Paddy, played by Hanley Stafford, has been a man of mystery for the past few nights. As soon as he finishes dinner, he locks himself in his makeshift laboratory and allows nobody to enter. As the scene opens, we find him entering his little room in the basement. Listen.
That's that. Guess that'll keep those busybodies out.
Hello, Daddy.
Snooks, how did you get here? I thought you were still in the dining room.
Did you?
Yes. Now, I want to know how you got in here.
I made myself into a spitball and I rolled through the keyhole.
No, you did.
Ain't I funny?
Very funny. Well, roll right out again.
Well, I want to stay here with you, Daddy.
Well, all right, but if I let you stay here, you must promise not to bother me, even for a second. Promise?
Promise.
And no matter what you see in this room tonight, I want you to be as silent as a tomb.
Silent as a tomb.
Snooks, you see that big thing in the corner, covered with a sheet?
Uh-huh. What is it?
I'm building a robot.
Huh?
I'm building a robot.
Who's going to row it, Daddy?
Not a rowboat, a robot. It's a mechanical man that talks like a human being, moves like a human being, but looks like a jumbled mess. It has no brains. Now, do you know what it is?
Uh-huh. Uncle Louie.
No. It's an automaton. It responds only to the commands of the operator. I've been working on it secretly for the past 4 months.
Why?
Because it's a dream of mine. And if it comes true, we'll be rich. I'll never have to work again. And brother, will I tell everybody where to go.
Where?
And that doesn't matter.
I know where.
Well, never mind that. I'm just hoping this robot will work properly. But I don't want to count my chickens before they hatch.
Can he lay eggs, too?
No, he can't lay eggs.
I want to see him.
You will in just a minute. Yeah. First, I want to check my plans and see if I've overlooked anything.
Can I lift up the sheet and have a peek?
No!
It's a tiny, weeny bit of peek.
I don't want you to see it until I unveil it.
Can I feel it?
No, you can't feel it.
Well, can I smell it?
No! No peeking, no feeling, and no smelling.
Any sniffing?
Now, you stay away from that robot. I've worked on it too long to have you ruin it.
How'd you make it, Daddy?
Well, to begin with, I made a very careful study of the human anatomy.
What's that?
Have you ever seen a skeleton?
Mm-hmm. I've seen one in a doctor's office.
Fine. Then you know what a skeleton is.
It's a man with his outside off and his inside sticking out.
That's close enough. Well, in order to understand the movements of the extremities, I had to read an entire chapter on syndesmology.
Syndesmology?
Yes. Uh-huh. Joints. I spent 2 nights going through the joints.
Did you take Mummy?
Mummy didn't know anything about it.
Is that why she hollered?
Nobody hollered! Syndesmology is the scientific term for the study of the development of the joints and ligaments.
Oh.
I had to learn all about the joints to make the robot move properly. Then I examined the construction of the brain and the cranium.
Why?
Because the brain controls all the actions. It's made up of sections called lobes. There's the frontal, temporal, parietal, and occipital. That means the front, side, top, and back. Think you can remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what are they?
The frontal, side, occipital, and back.
That's better than I expected.
Better than I expected.
Anyway, to make the robot look very natural, I put in veins and arteries made of rubber to show the circulation of the blood.
What's that?
Well, you know how the bloodstream keeps moving in the body. For instance, when I stand on my head...
Stand on your head, Daddy.
No, not now. But when I stand on my head, all the blood rushes there and fills it. But when I stand up straight, the blood doesn't rush to my feet. You know why?
Because your feet ain't empty.
That's not the reason at all. It's because there's less pressure when the heart is pumping in its normal direction, I think.
I want to see the robot.
Robot?
Yeah, I want to see him.
Well, just a few seconds. I want to explain him first so you won't be completely mystified. Naturally, he's run by electricity. But I've put glass inspection windows all over his body so you can see how he works.
Mm-hmm.
He has one of those little pains on his head, one on his feet, and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Has he got a pain in his tummy?
Yes. Yeah. Snooks, I'm going to unveil him now. Step over here.
All right, Daddy.
Now, here we go. Let me get this sheet off, and you'll really be proud of your old dad. There. There's my robot.
Do you feel all right, Daddy?
I feel fine. What's the matter with him?
I'm going to tell Mommy you took her wash boiler.
Now, you stay here. It's the only material I have to work with.
Why is he holding that coffee pot?
That's the whole idea. That's what's going to make me rich.
How?
Well, I'm going to take him to the Maxwell House coffee people.
Yeah?
They can use him for advertising. See, he's got the coffee pot in one hand and a cup and saucer in the other.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I press the button, he pours a cup of coffee and says, "Will you have a cup of Maxwell House coffee? It's good to the last drop."
Let me hear him say it.
Well, I haven't tested it yet. Oh. And I'm sure it'll work. You'd never believe how I made the voice, though.
I'll believe it, Daddy.
Well, I took the horn off of our car and attached it to it. When I press the button, the horn blows a steady note, and the lips move to form the words.
"Will you have a cup of Maxwell House coffee? It's good to the last drop."
Exactly. Now watch. I'll press the button.
Are you sure you feel all right, Daddy?
I don't understand it. Why, the lips moves and everything.
Can he move as good as he talks, Daddy?
Oh, he'll move all right. I'm certain of that. Now watch him pour the coffee.
I'm watching.
Now, here's the button. There.
Good to the last drop.
Well, there goes 5 months' labor and $1.80 in materials. I guess you think I'm altogether cracked, don't you, Snip?
No, Daddy.
Thank heaven.
Not altogether.
Oh. Now, listen, I don't care so much about the failure of this thing, but I don't want Mother to find out. Look, if you promise not to tell her, I'll give you this dime.
I don't want the dime, Daddy.
Why, Snooks, what's come over you? You don't want this bright, new, shiny dime?
No, but I'll keep my trap shut for a greasy old dollar.
Oh, you will, eh? Well, you can blab all you like, and here's something to start you off.